Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with Professor Lloyd Clark about his book, The Commanders. This is the leadership journeys of George Patton, Bernard Montgomery, and Erwin Rommel. Patton is a challenge. He's a violent man with a very, very outrageous temper. It disgraces him several times in his career. The professor tells of one from the First War. The incident in the Second War was not unique. At the same time, the professor finds a style that is useful for Patton, and he explains, Patton the armor commander, Patton the man who broke out of Normandy and dashed across France, chasing the Germans back across the Rhine. Here's Lloyd Clark on George Patton's, what you'd have to say, no anger management whatsoever, a man in a rage. More of this later.
No, I think you're absolutely right. These are behaviours that were, in fact, a trait of Patton from relatively early in his military career. He was often abusive towards his subordinates, either verbally or physically. And we see, as you said, illustration of this in the First World War when he nearly killed a man with a shovel who wouldn't get up under fire. He slapped two soldiers in Sicily. He was impetuous. He was hot-headed. He was arrogant. And sometimes he couldn't control his behavior. Now, on one hand, that was a real problem for Eisenhower. What would he do? What would he say next? But I also believe that this sort of behavior trait was what also made him a great armored commander. He was a risk taker. He was impetuous. He would do things that were not normal and not expected. And therefore, it's difficult to actually take these behavioural traits out of Patton the leader and Patton the commander. They were just an integral part of it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.